在美国国会众议院议长佩洛西访问台湾之后，美国国会参议院外交关系委员会亚太小组主席埃德马基、美国印第安纳州共和党籍州长艾瑞克·霍尔科姆等美国政要也相继访问台湾。中国连连在台湾周边实施前所未有的高强度军事演习，并且单方面切断与美国在军事、违禁药品管控和气候变化等领域上的合作。北京政府的反应是否和中共二十大即将举行有关？对此，美国国务院发言人内德·普莱斯提出了说明。
That's really a question for the PRC, what they would point to in terms of what is unquestionably their aggressive and in many ways unprecedented provocations and military maneuvers in the Taiwan Straits and around the Taiwan Strait. For our part, we are monitoring things very closely. It is the PRC that has sought with its recent actions, but also with actions over the course of several years now to undermine the status quo that has been at the heart of that stability across the Taiwan Strait.
尽管美国与中国持续外交对峙，但两国之间依然能够通过派驻大使保持沟通。美国政府说，维护台海局势的稳定符合美国与其亚太盟友的国家利益。
One of those important interests is stability across the Taiwan Strait. This is an important global crossroads. An enormous amount of global commerce passes through the Taiwan Strait.Over the course of some four decades now, the United States and our allies and partners in the region have stood up to defend and to preserve that status quo.
谢尔曼和秦刚会晤的其他议题还包括了美中大使馆、新冠病毒隔离措施以及对塔利班官员的旅行禁令等等。以上是美国之音驻国务院记者站主任张荣香的采访报道。